Young people at home trying to occupy some of their time, aside from doing some of the homeschooling, they're also trying to keep united with their classmates and their teachers to keep their spirits up at this very uncertain time. Now, at St. George's Elementary in CBS, they're not actually in class, but they are keeping together through a program that's called the Green Heart Program. And the principal of St. George's is Paul Edwards. He's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Fred.
Tell us about this Green Heart program. How did it come about? What is it all about?
Well, I'm really excited to share our Green Hearts of Encouragement from St. George's with you and your listeners this morning. This past weekend, I was writing a letter to connect with all of our families in St. George's community, and I was coming up with something. I was trying to come up with an idea that would create a positive distraction for the children and certainly for their families as well. Because we recognize that the children are missing their teachers and they're missing their school, as well as the teachers are missing the children. So I thought of something that we could do as a community to keep being positive about it in our time of uncertainty. We needed something to keep our children occupied. We needed to look at something that would protect their hearts and their minds, as well as protecting them from this virus. So I set out with the challenge to our parents that we would create green paper hearts, and we'd post them in our windows with some words of encouragement of please stay safe. So what we did from that, myself and Mr. B, the kindergarten teacher, we drove around our school community starting on Monday, pulling into the students' driveways and snapping pictures. And the next thing, they were showing up on our Twitter feed at St. George Elementary. So the parents got really excited about this, and the children were watching it on our school website as well. And they started flooding my emails with pictures of their hearts and their happy faces and things like that.
What kind of messages are on there?
Oh, it's stay safe, we miss you, stay strong, be happy. It's just wonderful to see in our community. It's a bright spot, actually. And it's creating a memory for our children. We don't want our children to come through this and all doom and gloom. You know, they're living history. And it's something that we hope that they'll remember to be able to take forward and encourage people as they go on. Because we're looking out to their social well-being, certainly by doing this, because it's important to maintain these relationships that we have at school. St. George's is known as a wonderful little community school where there's much love and kindness and support shown to each other. And by doing this, we're keeping that connection. It's a sense of belonging for them. It's a sense of security for them. Parents are incorporating into their daily routines. They're going for walks in the neighborhood to spot who's a St. George's student and who their friends are. And the heart is just giving them a little ray of hope and a little bit of excitement that their friends are okay as well.
Right. And is green the school color? Is that why you chose that?
Green is our school color, and as I said, a heart represents the kindness and the love that the children feel at our school, so I'm very proud of them.
This is obviously, you know, a nice element of this, but, you know, and students are probably, some are happy to be out. I know if I was in school and they said, okay, you're getting out in March, you know, you'd probably be a little bit happy, but how hard was it to say goodbye knowing that in all likelihood you won't get to see these kids again this year, because it looks like this is going to drag on for a while? It must be difficult for school administrators and principals like yourself and teachers and the support staff.
Certainly, Fred. We stood there Friday. We did the pickup day for their belongings at our school on Friday. And it was really sad, you know, because we're so welcoming our school community, but to have our parents and our students come in and keeping their social distance and having to pick up their belongings. And that's what we said at the end of the morning. It was myself and another teacher and the vice principal there. And it was an emotional time for us, actually, because we said after our grade sixes who are finishing with us this year, we said, you know, after 7 long years with us, 7 wonderful years, all the exciting activities, they just take a little plastic bag and they walk out of our building. And we're big on hugs in our building, and we couldn't even reach out and give them that one last hug. And it was sad, actually. It was sad. So, but we encourage, we're doing these activities. Today is, if we were in school today, it would be the last Friday of the month, and it would be our pink shirt day. And that's where we celebrate as Cool to Be Kind. We do with the last Friday of every month rather than just one day a year. And we sent out our note yesterday to parents reminding them, tomorrow is pink shirt day, be cool to be kind, you know, wear your shirt around the house. So these are the things that we do at our school, and we're going to be trying to keep that connection going for the next few months so they recognize that the importance of school. because, you know, these are, like I said earlier, these are the memories that the children are going to take with them when they come through this, are the things that they did to make them feel good and the things they did to make them feel happy. They're not going to necessarily remember that the page of math that their mom made them do or the story they made them read at home, but they're certainly going to remember the connections that we tried to keep and the positive things we tried to do to keep school a part of their lives during this.